Okay, today's daf is Yivamis daf Pei Dalid, and we are on Pei Gimel Amid Beis, the last couple of lines in the eighth parak of Maseches Yivamis. As we know there are 16 prakim here in Yivamis, so as we finish this eighth parak, it's really somewhat of a halfway marker, but let's now do the last couple of lines. So we just discussed with the sugyas of Androgynous and the different shittas about Androgynous, Vadai, Zachar, Safik Zachar, Safik Nekeva, Birya Bifnei Atzma, the important machlokas we had last time between Tosfos and the Ramban, how to understand the principle of Birya Bifnei Atzma. The Gemara's last point, Rav Chisda mentioned that even though Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah seems to say that Androgynous is Vadai Zachar, for all intents and purposes, right, he says, even somebody is Chayiv Mishkav Zachar, Kizachar, says the Gemara, but he doesn't say it totally. This might even be where the Rambam gets it from, that we mentioned yesterday, the Rashbis Ha'ara in the sheet of the Rambam, that even though the Rambam says suffix suffix, there's a Xeris HaKasuf, that you're going to get Chiyav Misa. So it could be the Rambam holds that suffix, but he does hold that you're still going to get Chiyav Misa, even though, for example, he's not going to say that an Androgynous is Ma'achilu's wife Petruma, because it's still a suffix Zachar. So that's what the Gemara mentioned at the last point. Rav Chisda said that Rav Eliezer does not hold Androgynous is Zachar Ma'alya for all intents and purposes, because then he would be say that all Karbanos, even in the animal kingdom, Androgynous is considered Zachar, and we see he doesn't say that. He only allows Ophos, birds, because there you don't need, it doesn't say you need a Zachar or a Nekeva. So anything would work. Masha'enkein, and that's why there would be, the bird, an Androgynous bird that had Malika done to it would not create Tuma in the Beis Habliya, because that's not an Avela. Mashayke by a Behema it would be, because it's not called a Zachar. That was Rav Chisda. So the Gemara now says on the bottom line of Pei Gimel Amid Beis, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Afanana Mitanina. We also learned it in Maseches Temura, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hakilayim, Vitrefa, Viyotse Dofen, Tumtum Vandroganis, all of these types of animals. Kilayim. Kilayim, an animal that comes from a crossbreed. We mentioned yesterday, also, 2 days ago, Kilea Kerem. Actually, last off, Kilea Kerem, we know there are 5 types of Kilayim. There are Kilai Zraim, planting different seeds together. Kilai HaKerem, Kilayim of the vineyard, right? Planting a vineyard with one of the 5 grains, that is for sure Daraisa. What about other Yerukos? That's a Machlokas, Daraisa Darabana. We didn't get to mention it yesterday. Tosfos discusses it. That's a Machlokas Darabana. But either way, there's Kilai Zraim, Kilai HaKerem, and then there are the 2 types of Kilai Behema. There is the cross-breeding and the cross-working. Cross-breeding, I breed 2 animals together, and then the cross-working, I chain up a horse and a cow on the same wagon. So that's Kilai, they're both forms of Kilai Behema. Then finally the 5th one, which is the most common one today, and that's Shatnas, right? Kilai Begadim. So the Gemara here says Kilayim, if there is an animal that is a product of Kilayim, so excluded from being a Karban. Vitrefa, trefa, an animal that had proper Shechita, but it is a trefa, right? We've discussed in the past, on the surface, and Pashtus, Nevela, and Trefa are 2 different types of Psulim. Yesterday we had Nevela on the end of the daf, and now we have Trefa. Nevela is an animal that died without having a proper Shechita. Trefa is an animal that had a perfect Shechita, but there was some other problem with the animal at a hole somewhere where we determined that it wasn't going to live. Nevela versus Trefa. Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Pshatel, quoted in a number of different Svarim, was about the relationship between Nevela and Trefa, and he assumed that it really was one shame isser. The Mishnayos say that Chatzi Zayis Nevela and Chatzi Zayis Trefa can be mitztaref with each other. Right, it's really one shame isser. There are rayas from the Rambam for that. But on the surface, Trefa is how we understand it as Trefa. So, Kilayim, Vitrefa, Viyotze, Dofen, an animal that came out, not Derech Rechem, but Caesarian, Tumtum, Androgynous, all of these animals, Lo Kedoshin, Velo Makadshin. What does that mean? If I try to be makdish them, they don't achieve kedusha. This is different than other, Rashi points out, different than other, the other ones on the list that we had on the end of yesterday's daf, Roveya, Nirba, Muksa, Nevad, all of those are also puzzled to use as karbanos, but if I makdish them, they achieve kedusha, that I require a mum kavua to be poda it, and even after I redeem it, it is aser begizo bavoda. I can't shear it and I can't work it. But these animals are so inherently problematic that even if I try to be makdish it, it's nifda without any mum, and it's mutter totally afterwards because it never achieves the full kedusha. Lo kedoshin velo makachin, and it does not sanctify other animals. What does that mean? V'yomar Shmuel, lo kedoshin bitmura velo makachin ba'osa tmura. It itself cannot become tamura, meaning tamura is the, we know, the Isser Daraisa mentioned at the end of Sefer Vayikra, of substituting animals. If I have a carbon, and I decide I don't want to give carbon A, animal A does a carbon, I want to give animal B. Even if animal B is a better carbon, and I say, switch! I say the Kedusha should go on animal B, so there are two things that go kick in. Number one, I violated an Isser Daraisa, and number two, they're both Kadosh, Vayahu, Smaraso, Yekodesh. So it's a los asay, and it's an asay. So, says Shmuel, if I try to do that, if I have a carbon and I want to switch it onto a kelayim trefa or tumtum androgynous animal, it doesn't work. That second animal, that yotzi dofen, that kelayim, does not achieve kedusha. And Rashi points out this is even worse than a regular balmum. A normal balmum, it achieves kedusha through tamura. That works. Afilu, Rashi says, afilu mheimer kodesh bahen, hadi lo mikdashi, deilu balmum chayla ale kedusha saguf, leyaser begizo bavoda. Right, the balmum can't be hukrav, but there's an isser. Af misha yifte. Afilu achi ahani lo chayli. These are exceptions to the rule. And not only that, Shmuel adds that if they are kadosh, they don't create tmura, if you try to be meimer on it. Big question is, if they can't become kadosh, so what's the metzias of if they're kadosh, they can't be create tamura. So some of them, like androgynous and tumtum, you don't have. But you have some cases, you have yotzei dofen, if you're makdish an animal, and then that animal has a baby through a yotzei dofen. If an animal develops a trefa after it's a karban, so you have some hechitimses of some of the cases, but not all of them. But either way, what do you see from here? That an androgynous is not a vadai zachar, right? This is Rabbi Eliezer talking. So Shema Mina, you see that even though he says in our Mishnah that he's chayef from Mishkav Zachar, but that doesn't mean that it is vadai zachar. The Chashuke Chemed, Rav Zilberstein here, when he on the line of Kilayim, he asks, Sheila, if you have a donkey, we know, we mentioned a couple of days ago, the three mitzvahs related to firstborns, right? Pidyon HaBen, by a human being, Pidyon Pet, Pidyon Behema, Bechar Behema Tahora, by the kosher animals, by a cow or a sheep or a goat. And number three is the petach hamor, firstborn of a donkey owned by a Jew. What happens, asked Rav Zilberstein, if you have a donkey that was born from a female mother donkey, but the father was a zebra? So does that animal require pidyon chamor shenolan mechamora, va'aviv zebra? Right, meaning the child is a kelayim. Havahu gam dome b'miktas gufa lezebra, and he looks a little bit like a zebra. Hayim sarach levdoso, kivan shepetah rachma shel chamora. Right, it was the pet rechem of the mother donkey. Oshema yish gam lachshosh lezera ha'av upatur b'ptia. Or do you say your choshes lezera ha'av? So this is a sugi at the beginning of Maseches Bechoros, which talks about choshesin lezera ha'av or ain't choshesin lezera ha'av by people, by humans. Are you choshesh? So explains the Rav Zilberstein after going through some of the sugya that whole sugya that sometimes allows and considers the child to be what the father is, what the mother is, calls that kishagam ha'av hu chamor elasha chamora yolda kiminsus. The only shailas there about pidyon ben or pidyon petach hamar are if both parents are donkeys, but the child somehow was a mutation and doesn't look as much like a donkey; it looks like a horse. But if the father is vade a horse or a zebra, shachamar nolan milkelayim, he says the chazarish is beferish, that it is not kodosh at all, even if it has certain simane chamor. The question though is what if you're not sure? What if in that stable there were a couple of males and you're not sure who the father is? Then you should probably be poda it without a bracha, just to be safe. So that's one point on Kilayim. Okay, whenever Tamura comes up, it's always good to remember the Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchos Tamura. This is also the last Rambam in the entire Sefer Karbanos. The last halacha of every Sefer of the Rambam, there's only 14 of them, right? The last halacha is always something usually something hashkafic. Right, the end of the Sefer Amada, you have Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam talks about Avas Hashem, the end of Shoftim, obviously, is the end of Mishnah Torah, where the Rambam talks about Mashiach, the end of many areas of halacha. The Rambam, the end of Kinyan, discusses also Hashkafa. So here at the end of Sefer Karbanos, the order of Karbanos, we know the original, the first set of halachas in Sefer Karbanos is Karban Pesach. That's the root carbon, the chronologically, and it's also the model, the archetypal carbon, after carbon Pesach. After that is Chagiga, which also has to do with Chagim, and then you get to the others, Bechoros, Shgagos, and Mechusri Kapara, people who have to bring a carbon. And finally, at the end, the last set of halachas in Sefer Karbanos is Temura, where I try to be Meimer, Isser Da'araisa of Temura and the Asay that goes along with it. So this is the halachas of Temura in the Rambam. The Rambam, by the way, quotes and counts, as the Chinuch does following him, three mitzvahs. There's an Isser to be Meimir. There's an Asay that if you are Meimir, you have to keep them both as Kadosh. And number three, the Rambam also discusses, if something is already Kadosh, you can't be Mishana something from one Kedusha to another Kedusha. Not for now. But either way, the last halacha of the Rambam is that even though all mitzvos are gzeres from Hashem, gzeres akasavs, and we have to do them even if we don't understand it, but this is where the Rambam says it's a good idea to sometimes, if possible, to research to try to find reasons for mitzvos. This is the Rambam, the rationalist, talking, who gives all of the reasons for the mitzvos in Mora Nevuchim. But here in Mishneh Torah, he says, in the end of Perek Dal of Hilchos Temura, Af al pi, shekol chukei HaTorah gzeros heim, kamo shebi'arnu besof mi'ila, ra'ui lehisponein bohem. You have to be misboning by the mitzvahs, and however you can explain it, explain it. Don't just say, oh, I'm doing the mitzvah because Hashem told me. Okay, you could have that hashkafa. But there's nothing wrong, and it's even a good thing, to try to appreciate the mitzvahs. Hari amru chachamim harishonim. Shahamelach Shlomo, haven rov hata'amim shakol chuki ha-Torah. Chazal say that Shlomo understood most. Which one's not? Paraduma. But he understood most. And then he says, year release. That's a general point. And then the Rambam says, year release, and this is his own. Shezesha Amar HaKasuf, Vahayahu Smarso Yekodesh, that which the Pasuk says, that after I try to switch an animal, I want to make animal B a carbon instead of animal A. Once it says that, Ke'inyin Sha'amar V'imakdish Yigalas Beisov Yasav Chamishis Kesef Erkecha Alav, it's similar to the idea if you try to redeem something from the Beis HaMikdash, you have to add on. Why? What's the issue? Says the Rambam, Yard the Torah Lesof Machsheves Ha'adam, V'ksas Yitzro Hara. The Torah goes down to the depths of what's in the psyche of a person, and the Yitzhahara that's rooted inside. We generally want to keep our assets. We don't like to give things up. We earn something, we get something, it's ours. So many times we promise to do something, we commit, we decide we're going to do something, and then later on we lose the inspiration. Right, that's why there's something called you have people bidding on something or an appeal in shul. You say it because you want people to hear it, so you can't retract. You have to capitalize on the moment. So the Rambam says that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Even though when we promise, we're going to retract and we want to give less, and I didn't really mean it. So that's why the Torah says if you redeem something for the base of English, you got to add on a chomesh. He says the same thing here. You're makdish an animal, so I don't want to know if I want to give that animal. I was planning to use that for supper. The chulu, says the Rambam, that's the Isser of Temura. Don't retract. And even if there's one case where, oh, you want to give a better animal, this is the rule. This is the system, and you can't mess. He says, V'chein im hikdash behema k'dushas aguf, shema yachzer bo, v'kimash in yachol of doso yachlifena bepchusa mimena, v'im titin lam rishus lachlif hara b'yafe, yachlif hara yafe b'ra, if you allow him to choose to switch it in a better direction, he'll come to switch it in the worst direction, so therefore, no switching. V'kol elu advarim, and the Rambam ends off with a beautiful sentence. V'kol elu advarim, all of these things, mitzvos, k'dei lakuf yitzro ulesakein deyosav. It's all to channel and strain out our yetzer, to fix our ways, v'rov dinei Torah. And most, the majority of the laws of the Torah, einan ela, they are etzos me'rachok. They are etza. They are advice and directions from afar. Migodol ha'etza. From the one who gives etza with a capital Godol. Capital Gimel. L'sakein ha'deos u'liyasher kalamasim. So what are they? Dini ha'Torah. It's a line to remember by heart. They are. Rov dini ha'Torah are. Etzos me'rachok migodol ha'etza. L'sakein ha'deos u'liyasher kalamasim. That is the Rambam describing mitzvos. But he says that in the context of Temura, which just came up right here in our Gemara. Okay, finishing up the last section of the parak. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Chayav and Alav Skila Kezachar. Rabbi Eliezer says that one is Chayav Skila. If a male is with an androgynous, that's considered Mishkab Zachar, and he is Chayav Skila for that. As we learned out at the bottom of yesterday's daf, what the source is, S Zachar, Lo Sishka Mishkabe Isha. Tanya, Amar Rebbe, Kshalachti Lomot Torah Eitzel Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says, when I went to learn Torah in Elazar ben Shemua's yeshiva, Chavru Alai Talmidav, his students attacked me. Kitarna Golem Shalbeit Bukya, like the chickens of a certain place who were known to be very aggressive. V'lohanichuni Lomot Elodavar Echad B'Mishnah Seinu. They only let me learn one thing. The only halacha they let me learn with them was our Mishnah. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Androgynous Chayav and Lav Skila Kezachar. Okay, why is this here? Just to tell us the uniqueness. This is the only thing they let Rebbe learn. The problem is, this is Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. What's going on here? How are we supposed to understand this story? And what's the message for us? Why did Ravina Nevashi see it fit to put this story in Shas? What do we learn from it? Says the Arach Laner, Dover Nifla. Says the Arach Laner, Yishlomar Bederach Drush. Let me explain. He says, Rebbe went to learn Torah. The problem is, the Talmidim of Rebbe Elazar were scared. Because sometimes when you have great rabbis coming from other schools of thought, with other drachim in Limud HaTorah, sometimes that guest puts their Rebbe down, their own Rebbe, and insults the Rebbe. Like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Mishemeis Rebbe Meir. Shemesh Rabbi Meir. Amar Len Rabbi Yehuda La Talmidav. When Rabbi Meir died, Rabbi Yehuda told his Talmidim, I know some Talmidim Rabbi Meir are going to come, try to come. Be careful. Al Yikansu Talmidim Rabbi Meir Lakan, Vibne Shekan Taranim Haim. They're going to try to cause problems. Velo Lilmo Torah Haim Baim. Elo Lakabcheni Bahalachos Haim Baim. They're going to try to attack me. Because I always argue with their Rebbe. V'chein Yishlomer, that was the chashash here. The Talmidei Reb Elazar ben Shemua were worried that Rebbe was going to come from a different base medrash, L'kanter L'vayesh. Remember, that's the emphasis of Gemara. Rebbe went Lomo Torah. From Rebbe's perspective, Akochas B'Shalom, he wasn't, he was coming to learn Torah. But this is what they thought. Aye, so what were they worried about, and why Dafka did they allow and teach him this one halacha? They were nervous that he wasn't going to give covet to the Rebbe. What's the source for covet of a Rebbe? That's the Gemara that comes up four times in Shas, Kiddushin, Baba Kama, Psachim. That's Shimon HaMsuni or Nechemiah HaMsuni. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira Larabos Talmidei Chachamim. The S, fear Hashem your God, Es Larabos Talmidei Chachamim. So what they were nervous about was that Rebbe doesn't darshan Essen. Right? That was the Machlokas over there. Whether you darshan anything for the word S. So therefore, they were very nervous. Would they allow him to learn this halacha? You accept this halacha? Okay, then you'll be safe. Why? Because what's this halacha based on? Mishkevei Isha. We had yesterday. It's S. It's also learned that from the word S, the S Zachar. So if you accept this limud, says the Talmid of Elazar ben Shemua, okay, then we'll accept you because you know we darshan the word S, and then you will, we know, give covet to our Rebbe. Muchach to darshid an S, v'im kein marbita nami, mes Hashem lakecha tira, tamar chacham lahashvos, miyir lemore shamayim, ubazer ramzu lo shalo yavo lakanter, aval chas v'shalom, Rebbe lo ayikavad osa lakach, el alumo mamish, v'zemor b'masha amar, kshalachti lumo Torah, eitzal blazer ben Shemua. Unbelievable. Arach Laner, right here, explaining this last story. Hadrach ha'arel, okay, Baruch Hashem, we finished the next major parak. Again, we've had eight different prakim, but keep in mind, we had Habal Yevimto, we had Peraka Cholet, Peraka Arel, with some major Shas discussion besides the specific Yevamos discussions. Okay, now we get back to the Yevamos topics. As I mentioned at the end of last year, this Perak continues Yevamos issues, and then the next Perak talks about Eidus Isha. Starting with the 10th Perak, the 11th Perak, talks about other topics, really, that we haven't touched on. Except Chalitza. 12th parak is all about Chalitza. 13th parak is all about Miyun. Right? There's very selected and limited topics that will be coming up. Okay, so here we go. Yesh mutarus labalayen v'asurus liyameyem. There are some women that are mutter to marry their husbands, but they're usher to their, if their husbands die, to the Yavam, they would be usher to them. Mutaris l'yavmeyim v'asiris l'baleyen, or the opposite. Mutaris l'elu l'elu v'asiris l'elu l'elu. Sometimes a woman is mutter to her husband and her potential Yavam, and sometimes she's usher to both of them. So now we're going to go through each category. Tosfos points out here that a lot of what we're going to say is nothing new. It's not mechudash. Says Tosfos, Pirish Reb Yehuda b'Reb Yontif. Dekein derech hatana la'achar shapirish halachas b'masechta. The Tana does this sometimes. After you learned a lot in the Masechta, choser v'shone osad, you review it. B'lashon katsar. In short, in a nice way to remember it. Nice categories. Kadeshiu mesudarim biyadcha u'shmurin bepe u'belev. Wow. Says, why do you have it? Why do they review it? So you remember it. So it's shamur. So you have an easy way to remember it in your heart and in your mouth. So really, the Gemara is not going to ask about every line here. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Because it's the derech to many times review. Right? This reminds us of the Tiferes Yisrael in Arachin, which we've mentioned in the past. And that is an important comment he has on the fourth parak in Arachin, where the Mishnah there seems to have an unusual lashon in terms of, and he quotes Tosis' question about Hesega Noder Nidar Arach Nerach, and some things that are pashut and they're not even chidushim. Says that the Tiferes Yisrael, the Mishnayos were written in a way for us to remember. And if it seems like a sing-song or parallelism, like sometimes we'll have, even on today's daf, why did it say this word here? Because the Seifa has that word. So the Reish also has that word. Just to be parallel, to help memory. That's what Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wanted to, the Mishnayos. Remember, the whole point of writing down Mishnayos, Torah Shebal Peh, was so that people remember it. And that's why he wrote it down, because he saw it was getting forgotten. So he wrote it in a way so that people could remember it. That was the purpose. So that is why the Tiferes Yisrael even says, sometimes if there's a language of the Gemara that seems strange, the Gemara will leave it. What does Chisurei Mechsura mean? It means, oh, it's missing. What do you mean it's missing? So why don't they change it? So we can understand it better. So the answer is, no, they left it because this is how they remembered it. But this is just how we have to understand it. He says, that's the Gemara, the end of Megillah. They have to learn by singing. Kol Hashone Belo Zimra. It's terrible. Ulefiani Es Daiti. Hayazeh says that Tiferet Yisrael, why was it important to sing? Kedei Lachazek HaMishnah B'Koach HaZikaron. Midah Yishonin HaMishnah Es Balpeh. Afilu Bimei Rebbe. Vaideh HaNigun. Through song, niskar heitev, lishter de basis. And you remember it. Right? But if anybody ever wants a line of a Gemara or a line of a Mishnah to be remembered, make it into a song. Right? There are some lines out there in the middle of the Gemara that we know by heart because it's a song. There's a song. Tidabe kula be, dulada be ma be, zema marshne ma ma arava. So when do we know that line in the middle of a Gemara? Because it became a song. Right? Many lines of the Gemara. Or psukim. We remember it. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael says. Something's made into a song. We remember it. V'lachein kama pa'amim bachar hatana gamkein b'mila zos ulufamim ba'acher hakol lefi hana'us l'kol hashir hamiyuchad l'hamishna. Why did they pick it? So obviously we're medayik in every word, but he says there is a little flexibility. U'mehaytayim ulufamim nishna baba shenires yisera b'mishna. And what did the Mishnah say? Zu ve'in zorach lamar zu. Why do you say it again? Because it helps to remember. Omehai taima, and then he adds, af shahaya chisure mechsura, heni chuhokach. They leave it. Midemuvan memela dimlokin yemaisa listar. Right? We would mess it up. Vishamorze, and remember this, principle. Dim gamba rov pa'amim, munachim peninim yikarim b'shini lashon hatana. 95% of the time, yes, there are diyukim that you can make in every word, but for that 5% that you can't figure out what the chiddush is, it could just be to be a nice tune. Al kapanim b'makam shelo yadanu tam acher, nistapik et zeh b'tam zeh shu gamkein amiti ba'atzmo. That's a crucial Tiferes Yisrael in the fourth parak in Arachin. So put this Tosfos with that Tiferes Yisrael. Tosfos says, why is it reviewed? To make sure we remember it. Then Tosfos has a second day. Va'od amari, dinaktinhu lekulhu mishum baba. Why did it say all of them? For one of the four cases. Because of the case of da'asurus lebalei mutaras liyemein. The case where they're usher to be married and mutter to their yavams. Why? What's the chiddush? Da'af al gav demi koach baal. Even though the yavam, the whole rights of the Yavam, the whole Zika, comes from through the dead husband. Lo asri la ayavam. Avagav dasuris la ba'alayan. Tosa is saying something fundamental. We've discussed many times in the Masechta. The issue is how much is this Yavam standing on his own? How much is he standing in the shoes of his dead brother? Right? The ksub is on the dead brother. Mikoach de achua ka'asi. He's coming through the power of his brother. So Tosa says maybe that's the chiddush. The brother was usher. So you're telling me that this other brother who is mutter could come fill the shoes of his brother who was usher? And then the Muki Yosef even has a sharper lashon. The Muki Yosef here says on Chavavim Abeis, in the Dafi Arif, that you might have said this dead brother who was usher to his wife, is not a bar hakama shame. Right? We wouldn't want him to continue his family line, because it's ba'avera. So you might say, then what's the yavam doing? How is the yavam going to be make him shame achiv? That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush, and that is true. Interesting. If that's true, so what is the first day of Tosfos? What's he have the second day of Tosfos? So the first day of Tosfos doesn't think that's such a chiddush. Maybe the first day of Tosfos thinks no. He's more independent, the yavam. He doesn't only come, through the existence of the brother. Interesting, but that's Tosfos. We think it's just Tosfos about, oh, it's extra, but Tosfos becomes very fundamental in the second day. Okay, we continue. So we have the four cases in the Mishnah, and now we give examples to each one. Ve'elu, number one, fourth line of the Mishnah. Ve'elu mutaris lebaalei and vasuris liyameihin. The following women or relationships are mutter to be married to their husbands, but they're usur to their yavams. Kohen shenasa. And we'll see in the Gemara that this Mishnah is not exhaustive. Because if we think back, what about the first Mishnah in the Masechta? The first Mishnah in the Masechta had cases where the person was mutter to his wife, but also to the yavam, and that's not here. Like, for example, if a man marries his niece, right, his brother's daughter, and then the man dies, that's mutter to the husband and also to the yavam. That's not here. So again, there are cases left out, but the Mishnah gets across certain principles. So here we go. Ve'elu mutaris lebaalei v'asuros liyameihin. These are mutter to be married, but also to the yavams. Kohen hedyo shenasas almana. A kohen hedyo that marries an almana, v'yesh lo ach kohen gadol, and his brother's the kohen gadol. So he was mutter to get married, but his brother's not going to be able to. The Gemara will ask, even if a kohen hedyo marries a psula, you know, by the time the kohen hedyo dies, she's an almana. So why do you have to say almana? Okay, the Gemara will ask that. Or, next case. Chalal shenasa ksheira, v'yesh lo ach kasher. A chalal marries a woman. A chalal can marry anybody, even a bas kohen, as we'll see in the Gemara. V'yesh lo ach kasher, and he has a kasher. He has not a brother, who's a kohen. He happens to be a chalal, but his brother is a kosher kohen. Well, let's say they have different mothers, right? One of the mothers was a grusha, and one of the mothers was not a grusha, but they share a father, so they have yibum, paternal. So a chalal marries a ksheira, v'yesh lo ach kasher. So the brother, the kosher brother, is not allowed to marry this woman. Why not? Why can't a Kohen marry a woman who is Niv'elis to a Chala? So that is a Machlokas Rishonim. Rov Rishonim, Rashi here implies, and the Ritva and others say, a Chala that lives with a Bas Kohen, it's Mutter, but she becomes a Chalala. A Bas Kohen can marry a Chala, but she becomes a Chalala, meaning she is now Ne'eseres to the Kohen because she is a Chalala. Meaning, a chalala or a chalal can be created even without a maisa avera. Right? This is a kohen and a chalala. No maisa avera. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says, beferish, in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, that the, when a woman marries a, when a kohen marries a kohen chalal marries a bas kohen, yes, she's also to marry a kohen, but for a different reason. She is a zona. She is a zona. The Rambam holds chalala is only when there is a maisa avera. Says the Rambam in Perak Yud Ches, halacha aleph and halacha hey of Isurei Biyah. B'pi yeshvu alamanu, sha'azona ha'amur batara. What is the definition of a zona? We mentioned this a couple of days ago also. He, kol she'ena bas Yisrael. Somebody's not Jewish. They have the status of a zona. O bas Yisrael she'nivala la'adam she'asura li'nasilo iser hashave bakol. A bas Yisrael that's niv'elis to a man who is usur to everybody. It's usur to everybody. Or shenivala lechalal afalpishi muteres linasilo. There it is. A bas Yisrael who's niv'elis to a chalal, she becomes a, not a chalala, but a zona. That's what the Rambam says. Lefichach, therefore, an abas lebehema, even though it's viskila, she doesn't become a zona, v'lo nifsal lekuhuna, shalo nivla la'adam. Then the Rambam clarifies this in halacha hey. Halamadata, she'ein heyosa zona talui bebi'ila shal iser. Becoming a zona does not require a maisa avera. Shaharei, haba, I'll tell you both directions. If somebody is ba'al nida, v'al hakadesha, v'nirbas lebehema, nivla bi'ila shal iser. Terrible avera. Right, Mishkav Behema, or Mishkav Nida. But there's no Zona. Velo Nasa Zona. The woman, if a man lives with his wife, before she goes to the mikvah, she doesn't become a Zona. If he's a Kohen, he doesn't have to divorce her. Umisha Nisais L'Chalal. And if somebody marries a Chalal, Niva L'Bila Shel Heter. That's Bilas Heter. V'nasi Zona. And she becomes a Zona. Works in both directions, says the Rambam. V'ein hadavar tali ela bipigima. It has to do with taintedness. U'mipi ha'shmu alamdu she'ina paguma ela me'adam ha'asr la o me'chalol kamo she'bi'arnu. So, machlokas we shown him. The Gemara, the Mishnah here says that if a chalal marries a bas kohen or a Yisraelis, whoever it is, then that woman is asura to his brother who is a regular kohen. Why? Rashi, Rov Rishonim, because she's a chalala. Rambam, because she is a zona. And the Chinuch quotes this Rambam, so the Chinuch is on the same team as the Rambam. Okay, what are the other cases? Continuing the Mishnah, Yisrael shenasa bas Yisrael v'yesh lo ach mamzer. A Yisrael that marries a Bas Yisrael, and he has a Mamzer brother. So that is also Mutter to the husband and Usser to the Yavam. Mamzer Shinasa Mamzeres, that's Mutter, but V'yishlo Ach Yisrael, and he has a brother who's Yisrael, that's Usser. Mutteres L'Balein, V'Asseres L'Yimehem, that is all Category 1. Next, Category 2. V'Elu Mutteres L'Yimehem, V'Asseres L'Balein. These individuals are Mutter to their Yavams, but they're usher to their husbands, right? And this was what Tosas and the Nemuki Yosef said. This is the category why the whole Mishnah is here, because this is a chiddush that the husbands are usher. So you might say there's no yibum. No, there is yibum. What are the cases? Kohen gadol shekidesh es ho'almana, Kohen gadol that is mekadesh. Rashi says bedafka mekadesh, because if it was more than that, if a Kohen gadol was no say lived with an almana, then she would become a chalala. And will be also to the Avim too. Kohen Gadol Shekidesh Es Ha'almana V'yishlo Ach Kohen Hedyot. He has a brother who's a Kohen Hedyot. So then the Kohen Hedyot, it will be mutter to marry the Almana, just not the Kohen Gadol. Or Kasher Shenasa Chalala V'yishlo Ach Halal. A Kasher that marries a Chalala. So he's not allowed to do that, a Kohen. And he has a brother who is a Chalal. Yisrael Shenasa Mamzeres Be'isser V'yishlo Ach Mamzer. Mamzer Shenasa Bas Yisrael V'yishlo Ach Yisrael. Or the opposite. Muteres Li'yemein V'asuras L'Balein. Those cases are mutter to the Yavam, but asur to within the marriage itself. Period. Category 3. The elu asuros le'elu le'elu. The following cases are asur to both. Kohen gadol shenases almana. V'yishlo ach kohen gadol. A kohen gadol that marries an almana, and he has a brother who's a kohen gadol. How could you have two kohen gadols at the same time? So either doesn't mean that. It might mean that he's a kohen gadol, and right after his brother dies, then he appoints his brother as the kohen gadol. Might mean that. Tosfos Yontif here says, no, it's the Mishnah Megillah. Mishnah Megillah tells us in the first paragraph, we know the Mishnah in the Ein Bains. The Mishnah says in Mishnah Tes, Ein Bain, Kohen Meshuach, Meshemen, Amishchal, Amrubah, Begadim, Laparal, Balkal, Amitzvahs. Okay, the second line. Ein Bain, Kohen Meshamesh, LaKohen Sha'avar, Elapar Yom HaKippur, Vasiris O'Efa. Meaning if the Kohen Gadol became Pasol and he had to get a substitute and then he came back, then there's a Kohen Meshamesh and a Kohen Sha'avar. And they both have a lachis of the Kohen Gadol, except for who brings the carbonos of the Kohen Gadol every day. And on Yom Kippur. Fine, that's a nafkamina. But you see, you can have two Kohen Gadols the same time, right? The post, the Gemara, also in Maseches Makkos, discusses, you know, what happened, which, if there are a number of Kohanim Gadolim, you know, which one has to die to allow the Rotzchim Shogeg leave La'ari Mikhlet. So again, there too, you see, it's, the assumption is that you can have more than one Kohen Gadol at one time. So here too, Kohen Gadol, Shana Zaman of Ishla, Kohen Gadol. Oh, Kohen Hedyot. Or even if he has a Kohen Hedyot brother, either way, it was a Kohen Gadol who married the Amana, so he passed her. Or Kasher Shenasa Chalala V'yishlo Ach Kasher. Both Be'isser. Yisrael Shenasa Mamzer is V'yishlo Ach Yisrael. Or Mamzer Shenasa Bas Yisrael V'yishlo Ach Mamzer. All those cases, the exact same problem by both. So Asuras Leilu Leilu. V'shar Kol HaNoshim and all other women out there, Mutaros L'Ba'aleinu L'Yemeyem. Everybody else is Mutar, regular relationship. Those are all in the world of De'oraisa. Now, Shnios Midivrei Sofrim. Getting back to the world of Shnios, which we discussed way back. If you remember, back in the second parak, Daf Chav Aleph, Chavez, we had all those discussions of Shnios La'arayos, which was made by the Rabban, and they added on all these similar relationships, but the Torah doesn't answer them. So, Shnia Labavalo Shnia Liyavam. So the Mishnah just says, if there is even an Issur Drabanan to one of them, then you could also have these permutations. If the woman is a Shnia to the Baal and not to the Yavam, Rashi explains how this could be. Asur Labal, Muteras Liyavam. Shnia Liyavam, Valo Lishnia Labal. Asur Liyavam, Muteras Labal. Right, so it could be Asur to the Yavam and Mutter to the Baal. Shnia Lazel Lazel, Asur Lazel Lazel. And if it's Shnia to both, then it's Asur to both. This is Shnios. Keep in mind, a machlokes, achronim. that we mentioned when we discussed this back in the in that second parak, based on the language of the tour. Right? The question in Lumdus is, when the Rabbanan created Shnios, were they just creating Stam and Isser Ba'alma? Agzera! Isser Ba'alma! Or did they give the teeth to Shnios to be Arayos Midrabanan? Right, Lamai Nafgemina, the Rama has an amazing suggestion. In the Darkei Moshe, the Torah writes in the beginning of Siman Tesvav in Evan HaEzer, Elu She'enon B'nei Kiddushin Machmas Erva. The following people are not able to be married because of Erva. Mehen min HaTorah u'mehen midrabanan. Some of them Daraisa, some of them Darabanan. Osam She'en min HaTorah lo tafsi bu Kiddushin Klal. Those that are Daraisa, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin at all. For Osam She'en midrabanan, Oshehain Safek Erva, those that are Drabanan, Kwajibala Kaman, Srichos Get. Those that are Drabanan need a get. What does that mean? If they're Drabanan, they need a get. So the Beis Yosef says the language of the Torah is a little messy, right? Ain't Divrei Rabbeinu Medukdakim. Right there, the Torah's Lashon is not clear. Doshehain Drabanan, those that are Drabanan, but a Kiddushininu. If they're Drabanan, they could get married to Araisa. It's just the Rabbanan said not to. She Kiddushin Tovsim, and this TV says Kiddushin. Elosha Asur Lisosam. It's just that they're not allowed to marry. So the Torah's Lashon is a little clumsy, so to speak, here, says the Beis Yosef. And the Rama says no. The Darkei Moshe says no. You know what the Torah is telling us? At least as a possibility, that if a man marries a Shnia, and then tries to marry, a woman marries a Shnia, and then that woman accepts Kiddushin from another man, that second man still has to give her a get. What are you talking about? He's married to the Shnia, Midaraisa. That's the Chiddush, maybe not. Maybe the Rabbanan gave the power to this Isser, right there, right, called the Makadish, that is the Rabbanan Makadish. So if they say something is the Rabbanan Usser, so they might have been mafkia that marriage so strongly, so that if she accepts Kiddushin from someone else, she would need a get from that other person. Unbelievable. I think that's what the Torah means. I think it's an amazing chiddush. The Darkei Moshe agrees it's an amazing chiddush. See, but he says that's what I think the Torah is saying. That the Beis Yosef getting into the act with the Darkei Moshe in terms of the language of the Torah, how do we understand the idea of Arayos Midrabanan? The Ar Sameach also, I don't think we mentioned this Ar Sameach then, the Ar Sameach in Perek Beis of Hilchas Yibam also has a Lashon. He quotes the Sefer Besamim Rosh, who they originally thought was the Rosh, and they realize it's not, but he quotes the Besamim Rosh, who says, why can't a Shnia have Bia Rishona? The Gemara says, the Chayvi Lavin cannot be a Rishona by Yibam on Daf Chof, because you don't say Asi Dachalos Ase, because your Gozer ought to be a Shnia. But it doesn't say anything about Shnios there. So what about Shnios? So the Besamim Rosh says, it's Asi Rak Mishum Gzeira. Says the Ar Sameach, here's his Lashon. V'ze'eno Rak B'Chayvi Lavin to Asi Ase V'Dachilos Ase. Usually you should say Asi Dachalos Ase B'Chayvi Lavin, but you don't allow it because of Gzeira. Avol Shnios Havi Ka'arayos Gambi Yavama. V'lachein Eina Misyabemes. Di Afal Gav Dahatsara Misyabemes. Ha'hi Asur Libam. De Shnia Havi Ka'erva Vidok. That's the Lashon of the Ramah. Right, same Lashon. Yet they gave this status, they gave the status of Arayos Midrabanan to these women. So that's the case that the Gemara Mishnah discusses here. Shnios are also Drabanan. So now the Mishnah goes further and says, if a woman or a man, if there's a Roshnia relationship, the Rabbanan were mafkia certain privileges and rights of that marriage. We'll see in the Gemara why the Rabbanan only did this to the Shnios and not to the Din of Daraisa. We'll see. The Rabbanan also chizik ledivrayim yosir mishal Torah. By Chayvei Lavin, some of these might not apply, but this applies by Shnios. So what applies? Which halachos of marriage were stripped from this relationship? So, ein la lo ksuba. The woman does not get a ksuba. What does that mean? So if it sure means, what well, we say ksuba. The Rambam says here in the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rif say ksuba means she doesn't collect her ikar ksuba. The Tosefes ksuba she could collect because that's a matana ba'alma, the extra. But the mana and mata, or matayim, so that she does not collect her ksuba. Why? Because what's the whole point of the ksuba? So he doesn't divorce her so easily, but he wanted to divorce her here. So that's ksuba. Rashi says there's another idea meant by ksuba, and that's the nichsei tzon barzel. Right, what she brings it to the marriage. Right, this is what we discussed at length in the seventh parak. And Perek Kohen Gadol says the Alman of the Kohen Gadol, we discussed the difference between Nichsei Malug and Nichsei Tzom Barzel, and Rashi here says that's what it means. When he usually has to give back the value of the Tzom Barzel, make sure she gets it back, she does not have those rights. Ein lo loksuba, velo peros. And also she does not get peros. What does that mean? The husband does not get peros lechatchila. What does peros mean? From the Nichsei Malug. Does she... that she brings into the marriage. The husband usually is allowed to have a kinyan peros in them, but Rashi quotes here, we give him that right because out of the responsibility, and what is it parallel to? Pirkona. Pirkona tachas peros. He has to redeem her if she gets captured, so therefore we allow him to eat peros. But here he does not have to redeem her if she gets captured. Why? Because in the Ksuba it says, I'll redeem you and bring you back to my house, which means I can live with you, but he can't live with her here. So there's no chiyuv of redemption, so therefore there's no peros. So what does it mean below peros here? If he did take some, he does not have to pay back, meaning she doesn't get it back. She loses those rights. He violated Geneva, but she doesn't get it back. Below mizonos, and she does not get supported by him, mizonos. Below bilaos, and the worn-out clothing that she brings into the marriage, if they're worn out. Rashi says here she cannot even take them at all, the worn-out clothing. Most Rishonim, if you look at Tosfos on the next daf, on daf Pehei and Aleph, Tosfos says, no, she does take the worn-out clothing. She just doesn't take the difference. Right? They don't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay back the difference between what it used to be worth and what it is worth now. V'havlad kasher, but the baby, if they have a child, she owes kasher, because it's an issa d'rabbanan. Even if it's arayis d'rabbanan, you're not going to create mamzer d'rabbanan. The vlad is kasher. The kofen osa lahotzi, but we do what we can to make them get divorced. The Ramban here is Mesupak. He says, I'm not sure, what about the other halachas? Were they mafkia this marriage totally? What about Hashavas Aveda? What about Maisei Adayim? What about the others? So the Ramban just leaves it as a suffix. He's not sure. Aval Inyan Mitziasa, Maisei Adeha, Farza Dara Lotznan. I'm not sure, and he has both studim. He says sometimes she's the one that really gets into the marriage because she really wants to get married, so maybe we should be kones her, but the Tosefta, he says, seems to say beferish that no, none of the halachas apply by shnios. The rabbanon were mefkia the marriage because they didn't want them to stay together, and they gave their din rabbanon teeth. So that is a suffix of the Ramban. There is an amazing discussion of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Nedarim. What about Hafaras Nedarim? So the Gemara says beferish. The Rambam quotes it in Hilchas Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph Halachaches. If a woman there's a relationship between a marriage, Chai ve'lavin. Is the husband able to be mefer nidre ishto? The answer is yes. They're living in sin, but there is tefisas kiddushin. And therefore the husband can be mefer the nedarim of the wife. By chai ve'lavin, by chai ve'asei. What about shnios? Doesn't say. Says the Mishnah Lamelech. Ra'isi b'tosefta. I saw in the Tosefta in Yevamis, shnios, no hafaras nedarim. No hafaras nedarim. And even though Chai V'Lavin has it, but the Tosefta feels, Chacham Masu Chizak L'Devarim Yosir Mishal Torah. And the Mishnah Lamelech cannot believe it. He even goes as far as to say at the end that he thinks it might be a mistake in the Tosefta. He says, Davar Tama Be'inai. Fine, you say Chizak L'Devarim, but how do the Rabbanan even know Chai V'Asei? They know it from a Kal V'Chomer. If Chai V'Lavin, the husband, can do it, then Chai V'Asei, surely. So Shnios is less serious than Chai V'Asei. He says, also, shelo ra'isi din zeh b'shum echon me'aposkim. The adaraba, ra'isi l'chach me'ashkenaz, k'shefiyu adin dem ha'isa mechai v'lavin, sh'meivet adareha, kol shekein. So kol shekein shnios, v'adini mahem, and I think that's appropriate. That's the truth. He says, I don't know. He says, maybe there's a different gerson than Tosefta, but he is bothered by that issue. Again, did the Rabbanan even take away the power of Afar Sadarim in this marriage? Okay, let's finish the Mishnah. Amon al-Kohen Gadol Gusha Chalutza al-Kohen Hedya Mamzeres V'Nesina Li-Yisrael Ba'as Yisrael V'Nasim L'Mamzer. And all these Da'oraisa Aser relationships, Yishlan Ksuba. They have all of these things, and we'll see in the Gemara why the Rabbanan were more Machmer by the Drabbanans. Okay. Says the Gemara, my Arya Zetani Nasa Lisni Kidesh. Back to Category 1. Category 1, why does it say there that the case of Mutter to the husband and Aser to the Yavam is a Kohen Hedyo marries an Almana, Nasa's Almana, and he has an Ach Kohen Gadol. So why does it say Nasa, even Kidesh, would be enough that the Kohen Gadol cannot marry her, because she's already an Almana anyway? V'chi Tema, and if you want to say Tema de Nasa, de Havile Aseh Velos Aseh, and if you want to say, well, it only says Nasa to make her into a Be'ula, and therefore there's a mitzvah Mitzvah Zasei of Besula. It's a lo Zasei of Almana. So now it's, you say, Ein Asei Docha lo Zasei of Asei. Aval Kidesh, but if it was only Kidesh, so then there's only a lo Zasei of Almana. So Asei Asei Vedochi lo Zasei. And if you want to say that's why it says Nasa, that can't be. Why? V'hakula Pirkin. All the cases of our Mishnah are cases where you should have said Asei Docha lo Zasei. And the Mishnah still categorizes them as Isser. Asei v'lo sasei hu, v'lo asi, asei v'dachi lo sasei. There are many cases later on of Mamzeres and all those cases. They're Asur. So, says the Gemara, no, this is why it says Nasa, Mishim Tegabai, Lamisni Seifa, because in case category 3, in category 3 where it's Asur to both, we say, Kohen Gadol she Nasa es Halmana, and there it's Dafka Nasa de Shavi Chalala, right, that's why it's Asur to the brother Cohen Hedyot, Aval Kidesh Aryalei, Kidesh would not be enough, so Tananami Reisha Nasa. So because category 3 has the word Nasa instead of Kidesh, so to category 1. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, V'yadatani Mishum Seifa, so you're saying it says Nasa in category 1 because of what it says in category 3? Why don't you say Kidesh in category 1 as it says in category 2? Listening Mishum Mitziyasa, Kohen Gadol Shekidesh Yisrael Almana, V'yishto Ak Kohen Hedyot. You want to be parallel? So, why are you choosing to be parallel to category 3? Be parallel to category 1. So, a different answer. Third try. Why does it say Nasa? Elamishum bas buksa. It's because of its own neighbor. So, forget category 2 or category 3. The next case in category 1. De kaboy lemisni. What is the next line? Chalol shenasa kshera. If a chalol marries a kshera, so taima de nasa. The reason that it's also to the yavam is because de nasa the shavi chalala. Aval kidesh aryale kidesh would not be a problem. So mishumachik tani nasa. Fine. So that's the best. So the Gemara says now the question we alluded to before. Well, my arya diktani almana. Why does case number 1 say a kohen hedyot who marries an almana? That's going to be a problem. Listni besula. Even if he marries a psula. By the time he dies, she's an almana, and she's going to be asura to his brother, the Kohen Gadol. V'chitema, turning over, v'chitema k'savar. And if you want to say, well, our Mishnah holds an amazing havamina. Tosas can't fathom this havamina. V'chitema k'savar, haitana nisuin harishonim apilin. This came up earlier in the Masechta. If you want to say, well, the original marriage determines. What is the Gemara suggesting here? As long as she was muteres at the time that the brother got married, so even if the brother then dies, let's say in this case, the Kohen Gadol, if the brother married a Besula, then even if he dies and now she's an Almana, but the Kohen Gadol would be able to do Yibam with her. Because she's not called an Almana, because she was a Besula when they first married, and the brother is really just stepping into the shoes of his dead brother. Unbelievable. Hi, Tana, Nisun Rishonim Apilim. If you say that, so then that won't work. Why? Hari Chalo Shanas Akshera. What about the next line? A Chalo marries Akshera, and she becomes a Chalala, Velo Amrina Nisun Rishonim Apilim. You don't say it's Mutter there. So why does it say Kidesh? Let's just finish and then we'll talk about the Havamina. Where it says Havadi Mishum Seifa, this line of Kideh, of Psula, is for sure, of Amana, is for sure said because of case number 3, category 3. Pshit the Kabay Lemisni Seifa, because there you have to say Kohen Gadol Shanasa Es Almana, V'yesh Lo Ach Kohen Gadol, O Kohen Hedyot, Dafka Almana. There it has to say Almana, because it's talking about Kohen Hedyot. And you have to create an Isser of Kohen Gadol and Almana. Ava Besula Chazile. Besula would be Mutter. So Mishamachik Tani Almana. Period. Good. So the Havamina is amazing. There was a Havamina, the Gemara says, that if a Kohen marries a Besula, and then the Kohen dies, and he has a brother who's a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol would be able to marry her. She doesn't have the Isser of Almana. Says Tosfos. Tema, you never have, what's that Havamina? Tebeke Agavna, Lormina, Bishum Duchta, Nisuin Mapilin. The whole principle of Nisuin Mapilin is only Lachumra, but not Lakula. So Tosva says, well, we're going to reject it anyway. But Tosva says he can't even fathom the Havamina. The Ritva, maybe must be that he's bothered by Tosva's question. He doesn't say it, but he just has one line. And he must be trying to answer Tosva's question. He says, Pirish, Ubishas Nisuin, Shanasis Zakukalo, Kshera Haisa. The afalpi shenasra lo bishas misa hamitzvas yibum kadim. Yibum comes first. Right when the brother marries, this Kohen Gadol brother is on deck to do yibum. The potential mitzvah yibum. That was kodem almana, which happened later. So that he tries, he's struggling. He's trying to make the havamina better. Well, the mitzvah yibum maybe will prevent it from occurring. Either way. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, maskif la rav papa. im isalaha dechi aser avdimi am Rabbi Yochanan. And 1 minute. Remember what Rabbi Yochanan said in the previous parak? What did we discuss there? Mitzri. We had all different cases. We know a Mitzri convert could marry a Jew when third generation. How do you determine third generation? It's all different deis. One of the deis was Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi had understood Rabbi Yochanan, and that's what we'll understand. Rabbi Yochanan says it goes by the mother. Mitzri sheni shenatsa mitzvahs rishona, but not sheni havi. A mitzri sheni that marries a mitzvahs rishona, the child is a sheni. So if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan that it always goes by the mother, so there's another case that the Mishnah could have mentioned. Lisni nami, so why don't you have these permutations in the Mishnah? Mitzri sheni shenatsa shte mitzrios. A mitzri sheni had two wives. Two mitzrios, achas rishona v'achas shnia. Right, one who was a Mitzri Rishona, so her kids are going to be Shanis, and one is a Shnia, who her kids are going to be Shlishis, which are Mutter. V'hayu lo bana meha Rishona umi Shnia, and then he had kids from both of them. So now, e nasif ki or chayu, if they marry who they're supposed to marry, meaning the child who's a Shani marries a Shanis, and the child who's a Shlishi marries a Shlishis, so then, and then one of them dies, so this is another case, a Mutaris labalein vasaris liyameim. They could each marry that each of those marriages were mutter, but each of those marriages are usher to the Yibam. Because if the Shani dies, then his wife is a Shnia, and who is the Shia tried to marry? The brother who's a Shlishi? So that's the Shlishi can marry a regular Jew, and vice versa. So they're both usher. The Iafich v'nasiv, and so therefore that should be on the list of category one. The Iafich v'nasiv, and if they switched, if the Shani married a Shlishi, and a Shlishi married a Shani, so Mutaras li'mein v'asaros li'ba'alein, they should be on the opposite list. And the category two, Mutaras le'elu le'elu, and I'll throw in another example you could have written on category three, Gioros. Right, Gioros might be Mutar to both. Asuras le'elu le'elu ilonios. So again, there are people that were left out of the list. So why aren't they on the list? So the Gemara answer is the easiest answer, ton of a shear. It was left out. The Mishnah said some cases, but left out others. My shear, the high shear. So what else was left out? We always say, you have to have at least two cases that were left out. You can't just have one. You can't just have the mystery case. So shear pitsua daka. Shear pitsua daka. It was left out. Pitsua daka is also usher. Meaning, if a Ptua Daka is married to a woman, and the Ptua Daka dies and he has a healthy brother, so that's Aser to the husband and Mutter to the brother, as an example. So, Yimishim Ptua Daka Lav Shiura. So, the Gemara says, no! If Ptua Daka is the only thing left off, that's not called left off. Tahatana Le Chayve Lavin. Because it says other examples of Chayve Lavin. So, it's included in that. Says the Gemara, Atu Chayve Lavin Milok Tani Vader Tani. What do you mean? The Mishnah goes into very much detail about different types of Chayve Lavin. Vaktani Koin Hedyot Shanas Almana, Vachal Shanas Akshera. So it should have mentioned Ptua Daka too. It didn't? Ton of a shear. So Gemara says, no. Hahu it's Trichale. No, the Chalosh Nasak Sheber is not extra. It needed to teach me, La'ashmi Inon, to teach me, Kedrav Yudam Arav. To teach me Rav Yudam Arav's statement, Amrav Yudam Arav, Lo Husaruk Sheros Lihi Nasi Lepsulin. Rav Yudam Arav says, Akbas Kohen, no problem marrying a Chalol. It's totally mutter. So that's why the Mishnah says that case. But there are no other extra cases. Says the Gemara, yes, there are. V'aktani cholosh nasa ksheira, v'yisrael shnasa bas yisrael, v'yesh loach mamzer. Isn't that also extra in the Mishnah? So you should have said psua daka. So the Gemara says, no, hanami. Lo meheder misnehi. It's not a repetition. Da'ash me'inan lav she'in shaveh bakol, v'kamash man lav ha'shaveh bakol. It had to say cholo cases, which are eno shaveh bakol, doesn't apply to all Jews, and lav ha'shaveh bakol of mamzerus. So the Gemara persists. V'aktani yisrael shnasa mamzeres v'yesh loach yisrael. Why do you say both directions of mamzer? So El Olav, Shmami na Tana Vishir, Shmami na Samaskana is, there were cases left out. And because there were cases left out, so the Mitzri case was also left out. What is the source that a Bas Kohen can marry a Chalol? That of Rav's din, of Lohuzruk Shiris Dinasa the Psulin? So the Rambam quotes, B'nei Aharon V'lo B'nos Aharon. And even though that's about Tum of Atara, we extend it to the Isha's cases. The Ritva here has a different source. The Ritva says, if it was Usser for a Bas Kohen, then there would be a more general Pasuk. V'ilu hayachalal pasul in a kevas kamol zacharim, havi leila meimar, lo yavo chalal b'kahal kahuna, kidichsiv, lo yavo b'kahal Hashem, shehu azhara lebein lamamzer, bein lamamzeres. And because it didn't give such a larger category of Isser, so that's why it must be Usser. Rav Avadia has a tshuva in Yechav Adas and Chela Kei, Simin Samach Aleph. Is there any adifus for a Bas Kohen to try to marry a Kohen when she's going out? Should that be on her list? So he goes through the first the Gemara in Pesachim discusses this on Daf Mem Tes. Called Suda she'ena shal mitzvah ain tamad chacham ashay lehanos mimena. What's called the Suda's mitzvah? Kagon bas kohen li Yisrael or bas tamad chacham la'am haaretz. So the question is, who could she marry? So Rav Avadia goes through and says, well, it depends. If you find a Talmud Chacham Yerei Shamayim, a great guy, marry him. Doesn't matter who he is. If you find somebody who is totally the opposite and Amaris, you can't. What about if you have somebody in the middle? Somebody in the middle who's a regular Pasha Deyeh, but he's a good guy, but he doesn't know so much Torah V'chulu, and they're equal. There's a Kohen and a non-Kohen. So then maybe to marry the Kohen first. But other than that, you know, there are other things on the list. But Rav Avadia has a long tshuva related to that. Feel free to look. And also, just because it's here, I'll mention it here, Rav Yosef Engel, on this line of the Gemara, quotes a suffix of the Ran, the tshuva of the Ran, and then he expands it. He quotes on the Ran, again, talking about people who are puzzled to marry, im takanas Rabbeinu Gershom zal, litakanaso nasis, o litakanaso. Was takanas Rabbeinu Gershom, not to marry more than one wife, is that for his benefit or her benefit? Okay, that's a Ran. But now he expands, and he notes that in Shulchan Aruch, Ashkenazim accepted Chirim Rabbeinu Gershom. Totally. Even in cases of mitzvah, in case of everything. And Sfaradim do not. Sfaradim did not always accept it. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, Rabbeinu Gershom hechrim alanosi alishto. Avol biyavama lo hechrim. Right? He says that Beferish ready. That was one of the early controversies by Yibam. Right? It wasn't machrim. And then the Ramah says, Yishcholkim visrili dechrim Rabbeinu Gershom no aga filu b'makam mitzvah. Vafilu b'makam Yibam. Vesorach lachlots. U'b'makam shein harishon abasgerishin v'chulu yishlohakel v'lo pash. And that's the Ramah. They have to follow it. V'dafka, and then the Shulchan Aruch adds, V'lo pashta takanaso b'chol haratzos. Chirim Rabbeinu Gershom has not come to all the lands. The Ramah says, yes it has, V'dafka b'makam she'yadua sh'lo pashta takanaso. Avol min hastam noig b'chol makom. Right, so the Ramah is very expansive, and the Shulchan Aruch is not. Says the Gil Yonei Ashas, what if an Ashkenazi lady wants to marry a Sephardi man? So we know, when it comes to minhagim and laws, you go by the husband. But here, the woman, before she gets married, once she's an Ashkenazis, she's not allowed to marry more than, she's not allowed to be married to a man who has another wife. Chirim Rabbeinu Gershom. But the second she gets married, she's a Sfaradiyah. And therefore, she can be married. So do you say, Dugmas Gita V'yada Bon Ke'echad? What do you say in this case? Amazing. Gilion Eshas here discusses that did. Okay, let's finish up here on the bottom. Gufa, Amar view the Maravlo, Huzruk Sherisli Nasi Lapsulin. So this line is quoted again. So Leva Messiah, let's say our Mishnah supports Rav. The Chala Shanasa Kshera. It says, what's a case of that's mutter? A Chala that marries a Kshera. So what does Kshera in the Mishnah mean? My Lav Kohenes. Doesn't Kshera mean Kohenes? Umai Kshera, Kshera la Kahuna. And Kshera means Kshera for Kahuna. So you see, even someone who's Kshera for Kahuna could still marry a Chala. Where it says, Lo Yisraelis, it could be the Mishnah talking about a Yisraelis. Umay Kshira, Kshira Lakal. Kshira means Kshira to marry into the call. Where it says, Ihachi. That's what Kshira means about the woman? So what about the next one? Yeshlo Ach Kasher. Nami Kasher Lakal. Lachor Kasher means the same thing as Kshira. So his brother also is Kasher Lakal, he's a Yisrael. Michlal Dehu, Pasal Lakal. Mashma that he, the dead brother, is Pasal to the call. But the Mishnah just said that she's Muteris to marry him. So Elalav. Kohen. It must be that it means that the brother is a Kohen. Umidahu Kohen, he Kohenes. So don't you say Kasher and Kshera are parallel? So my answer is, Midi Arya Hakadisa Vakadisa Lavdafka. It could be that one, the Kshera means Kohenes and the Kasher just means a Yisrael. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue next time in this parak of Yesh Mutaros.